Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Remy Hermoso. Batting second. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting third. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Didier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans throws the ball into Guerrero, who tags Bell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin bunts towards first. Chambliss fields the ball and throws to Perry covering. Safe. Cooper moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball four. Cooper moves to third. Griffin moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper scores. Griffin moves to third. Carbo moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is walked intentionally. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Griffin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a pop-up into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lee. Hermoso moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier is 0 for 1 in the game. Didier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee fires to first and picks off Hendrick. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Duncan moves to third. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duncan scores. Duffy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hendrick. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carbo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spikes. The throw from Didier and he is safe. Spikes steals second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Miller reaches second base with a double. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier is 0 for 2 in the game. Didier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy bunts towards the mound. Lee juggles the ball. That's an error on Lee. Duncan moves to second. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duncan moves to third. Duffy moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. Duncan scores. Duffy scores. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Didier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spikes. The throw from Didier and he is out, Guerrero applying the tag. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carbo is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans is hit by the pitch. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Didier and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee spins and fires to second and has Lowenstein trapped. There's the throw to Petrocelli who tags Lowenstein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Bob Didier. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater pinch hits for Mario Guerrero. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Ken Sanders now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Cater moves to second. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Griffin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Cater moves to third. Cooper moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Cater scores. Cooper moves to third. One out. It's 5-3, Indians. Juan Benitez pinch runs for Bernie Carbo. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Cecil Upshaw now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Benitez goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Terry Hughes pinch runs for Rico Petrocelli. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Montgomery now catching. Doug Griffin now playing shortstop. Juan Benitez now playing left field. Terry Hughes now playing third base. Dick John Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ellis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ellis hits a line drive towards short. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Spikes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-4 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Montgomery bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McAuliffe moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Wilcox spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wilcox. McAuliffe scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.